I'm Brent Bambury. Welcome to Day 6. Harper and the Tories head out on the highway for a cross-Canada tour. We've got survival tips for life on the road from Canadian rock and roll veterans.
You need to make sure that you load up a deck of cards, a cooler full of beer, and a copy of Spinal Tap. It is the absolute movie of choice.
This is Day 6. They're hitting the road. The Prime Minister, his cabinet, and MPs have kicked off a cross-country listening tour. They're going to fan out and talk to normal people and small business owners, and they're all going to be riding Harleys. Okay, I made up the part about the bikes. But it is still going to be a rough ride for somebody, because they're about to turn off the stimulus taps, and a tough love budget is coming down the pipe. Now, this is a very big country, and touring it means riding a very long road. Just ask anyone who's ever played in a band. So who better to dish out some touring advice to the Harper government than some veteran Canadian rockers? We spoke to a bunch of bands with mad tour skills, Glass Tiger, Helix, and Lee Aaron, and they're going to offer their advice throughout the show. First up, Helix.
Hi, I'm Brian Vollmer. I'm the lead singer for the band Helix, and I've been touring across Canada for 37 years. Here's one piece of advice to keep in mind when touring this country. Never take your fans for granted. You have to be a real human being to connect. You can't do it sitting in your hotel room between sets and then suddenly come down and relate to that person sitting out in the audience. There's no connection there. Perfect example. I met a friend up in Thunder Bay by the name of Bob and his brother Keith, and for years we were very good friends, and every time I'd come to town, I'd go party with Keith and Bob and talk with them and sit down and go for a coffee or breakfast. Well, years later, Bob won the lottery, and on our last album, Vagabond Bones, guess who came to my rescue and helped lend me some money so I could get the recording done? Bob. So take care of your fans, Mr. Prime Minister.
That was Brian Vollmer, lead singer of Helix. More Canadian road wisdom to come.
This is Day 6.
All right, time for a little more road trip advice for the Conservative government's Easy Rider-like listening tour. Here's Lee Aaron of Lee Aaron. One,
two, three, four. Hi, I'm Lee Aaron, and I've been making records for 25 years. I've made 12 albums, and I've toured all over the world. So if the Conservatives are going on a listening tour, one of my biggest pieces of advice to them would be to insist on homemade meals wherever they go. Because, you know, when you're in some of these northern towns, you kind of don't know what you're going to get. I've actually eaten in a restaurant where craft dinner was actually on the menu. So we would always insist that we got a local homemade meal. And this was actually a great thing, because to get the actual local moms and grandmas to cook a great homemade meal was perfect. I think that would be great for the Conservatives to do, because it endears you to your public. You get to meet them and hang out with them, and you know, you might get the odd jellied salad, but you can probably bear your way through that. And, you know, between Moose Jaw and North Battleford, the only places to eat are going to be Wendy's and Tim Hortons.
Day
Day 6.
Rock and roll advice time again. In case you missed it earlier, the Conservative government is heading out on a listening tour, talking to ordinary Canadians. In my mind, they're riding Harleys. It's happening in advance of what's expected to be a deficit-slashing budget. So we've gathered some tour advice for them from some classic Canadian rockers.
My name is Sam Reid. I'm the keyboard player for the band Glass Tiger and have 25 plus years touring across the Canada. One of the things usually ends up on a Thursday is the best day of the week when you're between gigs where you can pool your laundry together as a band. And if you get musicians that are there on Thursdays to pool their laundry together in conjunction with maybe some impromptu performances, that's a lot of that can generate a lot of money and boost the economy. That could be it could just wipe out the deficit right there. Flying across the country is kind of cheating. I mean, it's cheating in the aspect of, you know, you don't get to socialize with each other. It's probably my least favorite thing. There's a lot more cohesion in the back of a tour bus, so that's my favorite route to go.
Sam Reid rocks the keyboards in Glass Tiger. That's our show for this week. I'm Brent Bambury. 31 days till the release of Ghostface Killah's latest CD, The Apollo Kids. One day till Sarah Palin's Alaska debuts on TLC. 7 days till I see you again right here on Day 6.
My name is Bill Henderson, and you would know me from the band Chilliwack. I've been in the band for 40 years. Given that the issue is the state of the economy, probably want to have a pretty economical tour. So, you know, a 15-passenger van with the back seat out is a pretty economical way of getting around. You got all the luggage in the back there, and you can get 12 people in the van. And in many jurisdictions, you don't need a Class 2 license to do it. She didn't have to leave me.
Joe Keithley from DOA. You know what? I've been traveling across this country for 32 years playing rock music. And here's my advice for all them conservatives traveling across the country. When you meet people that that don't like you and have already made up their mind that they don't like you, try listening to them. And maybe you'll get some ideas. Because you meet everybody from every kind of weird person and weird walk of life, because there's curiosity seekers, fans, psychos, you know, whatever. You know, you're going to meet them all. So you have to be really even-handed with people and, like, treat them with respect. You'll find somebody who makes their way backstage and wants to bend your ear about the stupidest thing in the world, or they ask the same question 10 times in the world. You tell them once very politely. You tell them nicely a second time. They eventually just get up, and you grab them by the collar and give them the heave-ho out of the dressing room.